If I can add something little to it, it's all about the environment. When we come here, we have an environment that is spiritual. And one has to be very practical. I cannot talk about your case, but it's best to talk about my case. The beauty of conferences and assembly meetings is that their environment is spiritual. The discussions are spiritual. The fellowship are with Christians. And that's why you gain much, because you're enjoying in the setting that we have before us. I certainly believe, in simple words, that sometimes I don't get any gain in my personal reading because of tremendous distraction that are in my own life. And just let's make it very practical. We always say, it's very hard for me to read and gain something if I invested 2-3 hours watching a movie. To me personally, I cannot gain a thing. Sometimes I challenge the young one that probably we spend the whole night, the last 2-3 hours on movie, video games, Facebook, whatever, I don't know what kind of book. And then try to pray after that. Try to read. Nothing is sinking in. So I'm going to make it very simple. At least to me, simplicity is this. It is all about the environment prepared for me to take these things in. So if there are distractions, like there were distractions in my life, if there are distractions, then it will be well with me to take heed of the scripture and run away from them or set them aside. The more you can set aside those things that you know are distraction to your spiritual growth, distraction for you to enjoy the Word of God, then I have to be challenged and committed to be able to set them aside so that I can get the same gain of the Word of God in my home as well as in the gathering of the saints. After all, in the first day, they enjoyed it collectively by the water gate. And then they enjoyed it in their own home because they went home, they ate the fat, they drank the sweet. The challenge was, it's the environment they placed themselves in. And it's all for all of us, old and young alike, is what kind of environment I am in my own domestic circumstances that will help me either enjoy the Word of God or the Word of God has no gain and impact on my life.
I'd like to add a little bit to that to make it, I guess, more practical. And for me, what helps is what am I involved in? So my environment, how do I take up my time? Am I more involved in serving in different activities and things at meeting? Or am I busy with sports and schoolwork and work and all these things? Not that any of these three things are bad, but what is my preoccupation? And that's the environment that I'm going to find myself in naturally. And then if I'm busy, you know, preparing for Sunday school class or busy preparing for young people's meeting or these things, I naturally will find myself as, you know, as those fathers who came back the next day, who I have a responsibility, and I want to learn more so I could help out. So if I have a responsibility to serve the Lord and to, you know, a commitment that I have made to Him, to serve Him, then I will naturally find myself digging deeper into Scriptures and trying to find out, you know, to gain the good to be able to help others.
Yeah, by way of encouragement along those lines, you know, we can sit in a Bible study here together, mostly young people. There's interaction between us. There's participation and so on. And we find an interesting, interactive Bible study that we gain from. And then we go home to our local assemblies, and it's time for a Bible study. And we come, and we sit down in the Bible study, and how come that Bible study, we didn't gain anything from it? Seemed to be way up here. What are they talking about anyways? And we go home, not fed. Big encouragement and a big help is to go home and to read the portion that you're going to have in the next Bible study. Go and read it. Go and study it. And be prepared in the local assembly, those who are in fellowship, to take part and to give a question or to make a comment on a verse, something that the Lord has opened up to your heart. And let me tell you, the Bible study will come alive. It'll change overnight. You know, in Christendom, there's this attitude, and we don't want to go there. But, you know, we go to church on Sunday and listen to the preacher who's speaking, and I've got my spiritual fix for the week. And it really has done nothing for me, right? Because it's not personal. It's not going home. It's not being in the Word. And so just encouragement, be in the Word and be ready to be used as the Spirit of God would lead, and the Bible studies come alive.
There's a marginal in my King James that says, for the end of verse 13, that the scribes and Levites, etc., that they came even that they might instruct in the words of the law. You know, there was a purpose that they wanted to give glory to God. They wanted to teach. They wanted to encourage. They wanted to be able to come to the Bible study and instruct and build up their fellow Christians and likewise give the gospel to those. So if I'm studying with a purpose of, I've been praying for this person who needs to come to know Christ, if I'm studying with the attitude of, Lord, what would you have me to share with them? Or what would you have me to build up an encouragement to this brother so-and-so or to sister so-and-so? All of a sudden, I'm searching the Word. I'm not just reading it passively. I'm investigating it. I'm looking for little nuggets that the Lord would have me to share with those around me. And then all of a sudden, my even personal reading can come alive because there's purpose. There's intention there. There's a heart of service for Him.
I think our time is coming to an end. Joe, your question is very important. It's very practical. You're not alone. You're not alone. And I really would like to hear from younger ones, what do you do when you have a situation like that? What do you do? Just kind of think of your mind. What did you do? If you have anything that you said, when I cannot read, this is what I do to help me out. And you could share it. I don't know if we could give a hymn or close in a word of prayer, and we give thanks for lunch. Go ahead, John.
Just let me give one verse, because I was thinking of this thing of purpose. Sometimes we study the scriptures because we want to be intellectual, or I want to be able to expound the way I hear others expound them. But in the same Luke 24 that was referred to this morning, says that the Lord, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. I think it is the best approach. The reason why I want to study the scriptures is to be familiar with the Lord. Not to know the laws of Moses, not to know the seven churches. That will come. Because even in looking at all of those things, they speak to us of Christ. And I think as young people, you know, we were encouraged, get into the Gospels, because there you learn about the Lord Jesus. You get into the Psalms, you learn of the passions of Christ. Then you begin to move out into the Acts of the Apostles and some of the epistles, which have greater doctrine. So I think if the purpose is really to know more of the Lord, then He starts to show and reveal Himself to us in everything. Then you can see Him in the book of Exodus. Then you can see Him in Revelation. But if we simply want to go about it to say, you know, I have a very good intellectual knowledge of the scriptures, and we might gain that, but we don't gain the spiritual benefit. And that's why this really is spiritual in nature. It is not just an academic exercise. So we can, as you said, Brother Amo, maybe sing a hymn, and then we can give thanks for the meal.